sixth parak of Avos, fifth Mishnah. G'dayla Torah Yoyisim min Akuna min Amalchus. Torah is greater than Kahuna and Malchus, being a king. Shemalchus nikkas b'shloishim milas. The 30 milas that a king has over other people. The Kuna b'eshim v'alba. And the coin gets 24 matnas kuna. It's a little bit interesting because these things are not things that he has to do. These things that he gets. In other words, they show that he's in a high status because we're required to treat him with this extra covet and extra give him gifts and things. But Torah niknis ba alvim b'shmeinat dvorim. The Torah, in order to acquire it, one has to have 48 attributes. What is it in the Talmud? He has to learn. He has to have a Rebbe to teach him also. That's Shmias Oizen. He has to know how to listen. That's not just hear what he thinks is said, but hear what is actually being said. Arichas Vasai. He has to know how to express himself. Well, sometimes a person thinks he knows, but when it comes to say it over, suddenly he realizes it's not clear. So this is a way of achieving clarity, and he could also teach other people with it. Bevinas Halev, to have an insight. Sichlis Halev, that's some have that gear, sir. Also, clarity in his heart. Ema, have awe for the Torah. Beyira, realize the greatness of the Torah. Anova, to be humble. So we see that the first few are things of the learning itself, and these are midas in order to absorb the learning. The presence of Al-Gadi would not be able to clearly understand the Torah, because he may often think that he understands better than what's actually written there. He goes by his preconceived notions. He has to be able to be mevatel his das to the Torah. Simcha, person of the Chaim Volozhin says, one minute of Torah b'simcha is like 1,000. One person is sad. A person doesn't have peace of mind. He can't exert himself. He can't understand things properly. Shimush chachovim. He has to see their ways and see their thoughts. Try to learn where they're coming from and emulate it. Digtuk chaverim, to be together with his chaverim, pick good friends and also be medaktik what they say, to sharpen each other. Bilpul ha-talmidim, to discuss things back and forth with his talmidim. Beyishuv, have not to jump at things, do things in a calm fashion. Mimikra, mishnah, learning chumash, learning mishnayis. Miut Shaina, minimize his sleep. Doesn't mean less than he needs, but not more than he needs. The minimum. Miut Sicha, not talking more than is necessary. Miut Tainug, not having Tanugim more than is necessary. Miut Tzchok, limiting his laughter. Miut Derech Eretz, limiting the amount he's involved in his parnoso, marital relations, physical things. Berech HaPayim, having patience, if he's always getting upset, then also removes that peace of mind that's necessary. Believe to you, have a good heart, see the good in everything, feel the good in everything. Emunas chachomim, trust the chachomim, realize the chachomim know more than him. If he thinks he knows more than chachomim, then he'll never be a chacham. Kavos yisurim, even if something as painful happens to him, he accepts it, he realizes this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his benefit, and also retains his peace of mind. So basically there's three general things over here. We have the learning itself, then we have the bitochen, which means that everything happens he accepts, he doesn't get shaken up by it, he's happy with what he has. And then we have the midas hanova, he doesn't think he's smarter than everybody else, and therefore he's able to accept and absorb the Torah.